Coming up to Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a story. It's an interesting story. It's a very interesting story. You look at what was the Aveira of that generation. Chazal are very clear. The Aveira of that generation was the overwhelming attraction to Chochmas Yevonis, to Greek culture. Overwhelming attraction. Now, and that overwhelming attraction to Greek culture, the Oracle says, you're so attracted to it, I'll show you exactly what happens when Greek culture is allowed to infiltrate here. And of all the places they infiltrated, what did they want to do? The Metame, the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Who do they care about the Beis HaMikdash? They could have set up an idol anywhere they wanted. No. Kol Zman is the Beis HaMikdash. Kol Zman, Klal Yisrael. I bring a Korma Tomit every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as Klal Yisrael have a symbol there that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Avodah, our own Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a danger to all the Greek Avodah Zarahs in the entire world. And because of that, they had to make sure there wasn't an Avodah going on in the Beit HaMikdash. There was an Avodah Zarah in the Beit HaMikdash to undermine what they viewed as the threat. That's why they did what they did. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let it happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show them. The moment you let Avodah Greek culture in, Greek culture is not separate from Avodah Zarah. You can't have Greek culture without Avodah Zarah. It's all one and the same. What does Greek culture say and what does Torah say? Torah says a very simple idea. All of our chokhmah that we have in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes from Torah. There is an unbelievable medrash in Eichel that when Yirmiyahu was sitting there crying next to the Beis HaMikdash, a Greek philosopher came to him. I quote this all the time because it's so important in today's world. A Greek philosopher came to him and said, "You're a smart man. You taught me such chokhmah. Why are you crying on Eitzim Vavonim?" And he said, "Where did all my chokhmah come from? These Eitzim Vavonim. That's where it came from. Now it's just Eitzim Vavonim. I don't have that Hashras Hashchina. I don't have that chokhmah." The idea in Greece was human being is the source of all wisdom, he's the source of all morals, he's the source of everything. It doesn't come from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do we begin our davening? It all comes from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give us. What's the source? What's the center of the universe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the human being. Human being, then everything's relative to this. Even the gods you make in the images of human beings. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't think that you can separate the Greek culture that you're so attracted by and the Greek Avodah Zarah. It's all one. And if you want to bring the Greek and as Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, if you allow a human being is Kineged the Beis HaMikdash. And in the neshama of a human being, the mind of a human being, it can negate the Kodesh HaKadosh. When you allow something to enter into your mind, then it's as if it's going to the Kodesh HaKadosh. He's talking about znus, and if your mind is preoccupied by znus, that's like you bring your zayin into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And if you bring Greek culture into your mind, it's like bringing Greek culture into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And if that's what you want to do, you'll end up with an avodah zarah in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What's Hanukkah about? Hanukkah is that, it's a very strange story. Very strange story. Hanukkah. It's a story, and what do we say? In Al Anisim. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happened in there was just a military victory. It wasn't a military victory, stop. It's not that a group of people decided to learn combat art, decided we're going to... No. Al Anisim, Al Apurkum, Al Agvuros, Al Achuros, Al Mechomos, Sha'osiso, you ran that war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avoseinu. You ran that war. What was the battle? Sha'om de Malchus Yovan Harsha, Alam Chisrael, Hashkicham Torasecho, You stood up for Klal Yisrael. Raftas Rivom, you fought their fight. Tantus didn't lose them. And you were Machriya the Din. No Kamtas Mikmosim, and you're the one who took the vengeance. How did you do it, HaKadosh Baruch? All of Klal Yisrael was suffering under the Greeks. Only a small group of Talmidei Chachamim was suffering under the Greeks. All of Klal Yisrael was suffering under the Greeks, if you read the history. But it all began. And who understood what was the Makor and the Yesod for the whole problem? There were these Chaloshim, a group of weak people that were sitting at Beis Medrash all day. They were few of them. They were Tahorim. They were Tahor completely. They were tzaddikim, they were oskei tzorasech. It was only the ones who understood what the root of the problem was and where it was there. And in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make sure that the problem could be corrected, what did he do? He did a bunch of different things. There's a small group of Oskei Torasecha. And they were tzaddikim. They were tahorim. But they were chaloshim. He enabled them to get rid of the entire Greek army. The entire Greek army. It's thrown out. By whom? It's not what you read in all the things. Why is Israeli so-called Jewish Olympics called the Maccabiah? Because Maccabim are very strong, powerful people, right? For 8 days of Hanukkah, we say that isn't true. They were chaloshim. They're a bunch of weak yeshiva bochim. That's what they were. They didn't. That's what exactly they were. Bunch of weak yeshiva bochim. But they were Tahorim, they were Tzaddikim, they were Oskei Torasecha. Because they understood the danger. They understood what the makor of the problem was. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure at that point that they were able to fight that fight. And then there's a strange thing happened. They came to the Beis HaMikdash. They found it was the Nes of the Pach HaShemen. The Nes of Pach HaShemen was pure Torah knowledge. The Torah knowledge that the menorah is the Chochmah of Torah. That it has to be pure. Untouched. Hesed of an Akum is apostles. Yeah. We have a very interesting, our way of looking at history is a very different history. Our way of looking at history is if something happens to Klal Yisrael, we have to make a cheshbon nefesh. Why did it happen to Klal Yisrael? Why did it happen to Klal Yisrael? There's a problem. There was only a small group of people who zeroed in on the problem. Then, it's the Greek army, after all, they're taking over the world. Alexander rules the world. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu let it come and tear it Yisrael? Why? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu let that army take over? They had to do a cheshbon nefesh. They had to see where the problem was. A small group of people understood the problem. And only people who understood the problem could really, A, correct it for themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that nes, the problems that nes happens. Not every small group of Yeshiva Baruch Hu can throw out one of the major army of the world at that time. It was a nes. Because they were able to make sure that the problem would be solved for the rest of Klal Yisrael. And they took over and ran Klal Yisrael. So Rambam writes, because this Chaloshim, Tahorim, Tzadikim, Otzkei Torah Secho took over, we're getting rid of it, and we're going to correct the situation. And we're going to run Klal Yisrael and make sure that the Aveira for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Greeks to come in doesn't repeat itself. And that lasted around 250 years. It's an interesting view of Jewish history. Now, Selin Yoneinu, we're going through very difficult times. So what do you do in difficult times? First of all, the first of everything is to understand if we're going through difficult times, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs history. He runs history on the national level and on the individual level. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu allows an enemy to be successful against us, cheshbon nefesh, not that the enemy has his reason. They hate the Torah and they hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sanecho, they hate, as Rashi says, they hate to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they hate to the Klai Yisrael, it's all one. Number one. Number two. You have to do a cheshbon nefesh, pozik nachmasan, rachinu v'nach koru. We have to do that. We have to take normal hishtadlis. Not crazy hishtadlis, normal hishtadlis. Normal hishtadlis we have to take. And then each person, in his own way, has to learn, has to figure out, what can I do to correct the situation, to do that little bit. Every time there's a tzar, it's a wake-up call. And that wake-up call, I have to hear it, we have to internalize it. The Maccabim, Mi chamocho be'ilim Hashem, as Maccabee stands for. Milash, what did Yudah HaMaccabee say? Milash Hashem Eli. He wasn't fighting a national battle. Being Mataya the Beis Hamikdash wasn't just, we control it, because it's our national, no. Taharas HaBeis Hamikdash. What are they worried about? The Tahar of the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Chanukah is about. Tahar of the Beis HaMikdash, getting rid of the Avodah Zorah from the Beis HaMikdash and from Klal Yisrael. Getting rid of that Greek influence completely. And the only ones who could zero in and understand the danger of the Greek influence were who? A small group of weak Tahorim, Oskei Torah Sech. They could understand it. They could take over Klal Yisrael and they could run Klal Yisrael. And that's why they were successful. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did a nes. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes just stamp for anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a neis to show us exactly that's where the problem was. And since there were a group of ma'atim chaloshim tahorim oskei Torah Secha, and they were going to take over and run Klal Yisrael, and that was correct the problem, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the neis.